This is an MUT Radio podcast.
For your news making headlines at this hour, the South African Human Rights Commission is happy with the transformation at MUT and the family has buried slain KZN e-hailing driver Mthokozisi Mvelase. It is just 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. Two representatives from the South African Human Rights Commission's KwaZulu-Natal office have visited this university. They commended MUT for initiatives that promote inclusivity, such as its gender forum, support for students with disabilities, and the use of sport to drive unity. Human Rights Officer Musa Mgenge applauds MUT's attitude towards transformation, while his colleague Human Rights Monitor Ntombi Dube said their visit was to assess progress and encourage further development. MUT leaders highlighted how sports curriculum changes and support programs are shaping a more inclusive institution. Acting Vice Chancellor Professor Marcus Ramogale stressed the importance of equipping students with skills such as communication, applied learning, and entrepreneurship to prepare them for the future. Staff also pointed to programs addressing social cohesion, gender-based issues, and improved conditions for women researchers and students with disabilities. The South African Human Rights Commission has expressed willingness to continue working with MUT on advancing further transformation. And then in new other news, the family of Mthokozisi Mvelase, the KZN e-hailing driver who was murdered in Soweto, says his mother feels lost after burying her only child. The 27-year-old was gunned down outside Maponya Mall last month in what police suspect had been linked to tensions between e-hailing drivers and taxi operators. It's alleged that Mvelase was shot by a foreman who then set alight his car alight. He was laid to rest on Saturday, and his aunt, Zanele Kuzwayo, says Mvelase's mother is struggling to come to terms with the violent circumstances surrounding her son's death.
But it was still a beautiful send-off. It just gave comfort to see people coming out in numbers like that. We became proud of him, of what he became in his afterlife. In a way, it was just comforting to see what happened in his afterlife.
Kuzwayo says now the family is beginning with their healing journey and has thanked the public and various stakeholders for their support. And finally, Lukuza Ibuya uhlelo lomncintiswano okuthungatha abanekhono lomculo i-Idol South Africa olugcine ukukhonjiswa eminyakeni emibili eyedlule ngemva kwamasizini awu-19 lukhonjiswa kumabonakude wasemzantsi. Seyiphothuliwe-ke ingxoxo zokubuya kwalolu hlelo lususela kolwaphesheya kwezilwandle, kanti isivumelwano sesenziwe yinkampani yaseNingizimu Afrika iqopha inhlelo ikamabonakude Prime Media Studios ne-Opulent eyengamelele izinhlelo phesheya kwezilwandle. I-Prime Media Studios eyaziwa ngokukhiqiza inhlelo eyisuselwa kwephesheya kwezilwandle, kubala kuzo iMasterchef South Africa, My Kitchen Rules South Africa, The Masked Singer SA, and Deal No Deal. Nakuba siqinisekisiwe ukubuya kwalezi inhlelo kumabonakude waleli, kodwa kakacaci ngey'teshi ezokhonjiswa kuzona, njengoba phambilini zayikhonjiswa ngaphansi kwe-Multi-Choice. I-Prime Media Studios inesivumelwano sokusebenzisana ne-SABC njengoba iy'nhlelo zayo iningi ikhonjiswa esiteshini engaphansi kwale nhlangano. Okhulumela i-Prime Media Studios uLani Lombard uqinisekisile ukusayinwa kwesivumelwano sokubuyisa lezi nhlelo. Uthi ke sebewatholile amalungelo okukhiqiza ngokubambisana nesihlabani se-Yellowstone uDenim Richards. Uthi kwamanje kakabi sesimeni sokudalelwa ukuthi lezi nhlelo zizokhonjiswa kuziphi iteshi. Now, to recap your top story at this hour, the South African Human Rights Commission is happy with the transformation at Mangosuthu University of Technology. This is all from myself this morning. Do catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock. For your MUT Radio News, I'm Amahle Ngwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.